I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN. For people who can distinguish the difference between the truth and disinformation and can recognize those clever gatekeepers who incorporate a bit of deception along with the truth while doing damage control for the government's version of so many current activities, including biowarfare against the U.S. population and lying about historical events. To see the guest lineup for Studios A and B, please click on the word schedule in the RBN banner at the top of the page at republicbroadcasting.org. Please visit the radio schedule page by clicking on the radio schedule button at spingola.com to see a list of my guests together with links to their websites. There is a new button just below that schedule button that will take you to the chat room for this program, which is spingola.shatango.com. It was not active yesterday, for which I am sorry, but I did update that button. I do have a new chat room, and it's one that I can monitor. For questions and comments only during the program, email spingola1 at yahoo.com. Otherwise, my regular email is deanna@spingola.com. Please hold your calls until we open the phone lines in the second hour. After the first break, then you may call 800-313-9443. My guest today is Dr. Rebecca Carley. Her websites are drcarley.com and reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. Welcome to the program, Dr. Carley.
Thank you very much, Deanna. I am honored to wrap up your Vaccine Awareness Week.
It has been a very educational week. I've learned a lot of things, and I'm glad that we did this. It's been a good experience, and I hope that the listeners will appreciate all that they have learned. And even though we think we know everything there is about a particular subject, we continue to learn as we listen to more of the education that is available here at RBN. Tell us about your radio programs, where the listeners can find them.
Okay, I have three shows, What's Ailing America on OrionTalkRadio.com every Saturday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern, What's Ailing the World, which is out of the U.K., on These Changing Times, Radio.ning.com. And I'm on RBN every Sunday from 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern on Studio B. That show's also called What's Ailing America. Unfortunately, as I always say, I will never run out of answers to that question.
Indeed. Indeed. And they keep creating new things for you to warn us about.
Well, you're doing an excellent job as well. There are many people that have different areas of interest. My main areas are the vaccine bioweapons and the global pedophilia situation. But there's so many things that our corrupt government is doing. And, of course, I live in North Carolina. We just got done with the Democratic National Convention last night. It was hilarious, you know, watching these puppets go on stage. One ex-governor, I forget his name, was actually, you know, promoting Obama and how much he cares about our liberty and things. And I'm thinking, do any of you know about the National Defense Authorization Act? You know, and the protesters, none of them are talking about this either. You know, they don't realize, you know, the top of the food chain in terms of what's being done to basically destroy the middle class and especially to depopulate the world.
Right. All righty. We will get back to that on the other side of the break, and we'll be back in 3 minutes after a word from our sponsors.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Websites are drcarly.com and reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. We were talking about, you mentioned the National Defense Authorization Act for fiscal year 2012, and basically the political parties function as controlled opposition to control the topics that the population focuses on. The mainstream media does the same thing. They pretend to represent two sides, the liberals and the conservatives. But essentially, the media and both parties represent only one group of people, and I think that we both know which group of people that is.
The psychopaths, yes.
Yes.
Definitely.
So, what has been your favorite day this week as far as have you listened to the vaccine programs?
Yes, I've listened to them all, and I'm going to be discussing some issues that came up on my show on Sunday. But my favorite show, without question, was yesterday with Mary Tocco. I was surprisingly shocked and ecstatic to hear her actually say that vaccines are about depopulation. I have been talking about this for 15 years, you know, putting myself at great risk and undergoing severe persecution and torture for talking about this in the way that it actually is. The vaccines are bioweapons, that they create all disease, and in fact, every disease in internal medicine is actually vaccine-induced diseases. And I've been waiting for, you know, a long time to get others on the same page with me, because we can stop this. The evidence is overwhelming that these vaccines are corrupting our immune system, and if enough of us, you know, stand together and tell the people what's really going on and share our documentation, we can stop this. Because as you and Mary were talking about yesterday, we know what these monsters are up to. you know, they're getting ready to try to force everybody under Obamacare to get their vaccines to keep their insurance. What I tell people is, there's no way in HE double hockey sticks I'm going to get insurance. I haven't had it for 15 years. I have good insurance on my car if I get in an accident. Other than that, no way am I going to pay for insurance. I will pay the fee, the extortion, the tax, whatever, because, in fact, that's going to be another layer of control that they are going to use to force people to get mammos, which cause cancer, to get vaccines, which cause, as I said, all autoimmune disease, non-traumatic seizures, cancer, and genetic damage in people, and in pets, by the way. And so the best thing people can do is to learn how to say no, in my opinion.
I agree. And we talked about a few diseases that I hadn't even thought of yesterday, eczema and the chronic ear infections that so many children get. And people come to accept this as normal. And they never seem to, young parents never seem to ask, why is my child getting all of these ear infections?
Well, and one of the main reasons for that, Deanna, is because the mouthpieces for Big Pharma continue to blame it on our genetics. And it's really amazing when you think about it, especially in terms of autism, but because, of course, as the numbers for the autism epidemic continue to just skyrocket, you know, they keep on telling the parents, well, this is a genetic condition. And when my clients call me, because I have clients all over the world, I teach them how to reverse their diseases with natural therapies, and I always ask them, did anybody else in your family have this condition or that condition? And the answer is almost always no. Well, then how can it be due to genetics? But, in fact, I sent you a very important article, which is actually one of the references in my paper, Inoculations, the True Weapons of Mass Destruction, which is on drcarley.com. I wrote that back in 2005. I've updated it a couple of times. It explains how the immune system is corrupted by vaccines. But one of the most important references in that article is this 1999, July 1999, Scientific American article entitled Genetic Vaccines. And I encourage all the listeners to check this out. It's got a lot of scientific mumbo-jumbo, but all you need to do is look at the illustrations and read them. And it shows how they're going to pump DNA via vaccination into people to allegedly cure their genetic diseases. Now, in fact, the same thing is happening that's causing the genetic diseases in the first place, and now we're going to trust these people to repair the damage they already caused by disease, by vaccine, to inject more DNA via vaccine. I don't think so, but this was one of the most important documents I ever found, because basically, as I said, it's showing how the DNA vaccines are corrupting our immune system, and in fact, has the potential to cause the extinction of the human race. That's how big this is.
Well, won't that also involve the people who are promoting this, or do they not vaccinate their children or themselves?
I can guarantee you that Bill Gates does not vaccinate his children. There are some doctors, you know, just the puppet, ignorant doctors that have no clue what they're doing. You know, they're like robots. They learn in medical school, do this, do that, and they go out and do this, do that. And some of them do vaccinate their children, but now that it's getting so obvious, I am sure that there's actually very few doctors that are vaccinating their children, and I'm sure that Obama doesn't vaccinate his children. The people that are behind this depopulation agenda, knowing vaccines are very highly involved, certainly are not going to vaccinate their children.
Right. And, of course, the diseases that people are getting are increasing because of the increasing number of vaccines that they are forcing on these infants and children.
It's mind-boggling. If you go to the CDC's own website, I don't have that document in front of me, but recently I printed out, they had a list of the vaccines available. There's 168 of them, and they're coming up with more every day.
Oh, my goodness. And then we know the American Academy of Pediatrics has also produced a schedule, which they did on February 1st of this year. And they have the same kinds of recommendations, and I mean, they want everyone vaccinated.
Well, my ultimate goal is to cause the death of medicine, because I went to medical school because I wanted to help people. I left working in the hospitals in the early 90s after personally witnessing research fraud, euthanasia, and experimentation on poor people. But it was after my only child was vaccine damaged in the early 1990s that I started going down this black hole. And as far as I'm concerned, the two most dangerous groups of physicians are the pediatricians and the psychiatrists. The pediatricians, of course, and you and Mary were talking about this yesterday, as Mary said, she didn't have pediatricians for her child. I totally agree that's the best way to go. Because what do pediatricians do? They weigh the child, they measure the child, they give vaccines, they cause all disease. You can weigh your own child, you can measure your own child. If you don't vaccinate them, they will get diseases naturally. You feed them a good diet and, you know, do things that are going to be beneficial for their immune system, they will get lifelong immunity and they will be fine. The pediatricians, of course, are causing all of these problems. There's no way that most of them can't know about it by now. As a matter of fact, it's really amazing. There's many pediatricians now that will have two parts to their practice. They will have their regular vaccine-damaging practice, and then they will sign up to be these DAN doctors, which use all pharmaceuticals, by the way. It's you know, it's a total scam, in my opinion. But they will have another part of their practice where once they vaccine damage your child, then they will put your child into the other part of the practice and start, you know, using antifungals and antivirals and things to, you know, try to mitigate the damage. Of course, all these drugs have side effects. But the point is that the medical mafia, I encourage all the people to read the book The Medical Mafia by Dr. Guylaine Langto. A Canadian physician who they tried to take away her license just for writing that book. It's got the history of the medical mafia, how the Rockefellers came in the early 1900s, took control, brought in Big Pharma, got rid of all the homeopathic medical schools. And in fact, in your excellent book, The Ruling Elite, The Zionist Seizure of World Power, I had interviewed Deanna on my show on These Changing Times last Sunday. Excellent interview. Deanna doesn't, you know, really mention her own excellent works too often, but you really need to check out this book. And if you go to the lightofdayradioshow.com, you can listen to archives of all my shows. But you even talk about the vaccines in this book and the history and, you know, what these psychopaths have been up to for a long time. And that's why I was shocked, especially when Dr. Jordan is saying that, well, she thinks they don't know what they're doing. It's just a mistake. How obvious can it be? I mean, these people have been working on these bioweapons for a very long time, and they're getting very good at what they do.
I think that, well, you mentioned that there are some doctors that are just so brainwashed they don't even realize what they are doing. But after a while, when you see all of these vaccine-damaged children come back into your office with all of these maladies, wouldn't you kind of just put two and two together and say, gosh, why would these little children be sick? And Dr. Scheibner said regarding those natural diseases that children often get, which you referred to just a few minutes ago, that those natural diseases actually are helping the immune system to mature. And that, that, of course, you shouldn't try to prevent those diseases, because that is part of the process of strengthening a person's immune system. Oh, we got to take a real quick break. We will be back in 3 minutes, so stay tuned.
Answer it. How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with the resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Teravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Teravim? Simple. Teravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to teravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Teravim, the best supplements on earth.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Websites are drcarly.com and reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. And I know that a lot of the so-called ABC agencies of the federal government were designed for a particular thing, to protect the pharmaceutical industry. We know that there have been a lot of agencies, for instance, the American Academy of Pediatrics, which was started by a Dr. James W. Rosenfeld back in 1929, and these organizations were created to do exactly what they are doing, and that is pretty much to wage warfare on the American population, or I guess on the worldwide population.
Yes, well, I just want to mention, because before the break you were talking about Dr. Scheibner, and she's one of my heroes. I suggest all of you get her book, Vaccination, 100 Years of Orthodox Research, shows that vaccines represent a medical assault on the immune system. And there were so many books that I came across after I had developed the diagrams on my websites. The first one is called The Big Picture, It's the Cause of All Disease on One Piece of Paper. And I came across all these different books which validated everything I said. And Dr. Scheibner's book, published in 1993, is certainly one of those, because she actually found, without even thinking beforehand, what was causing cot death in Australia, which is sudden infant death syndrome here. And she came about to face the chilling reality that, in fact, the DPT vaccine was the chief cause of the cot deaths. And this is something that none of us wants to face. You know, when I started doing my research as to why my son was neurologically damaged, it kind of looked pretty obvious to me because I had given him some homeopathic remedies that I was told by a homeopath could reverse vaccine damage, and he became a different child. So that's when I realized there was no question. But in fact, when you really start digging, it's self-evident that they know exactly what they're doing. And in fact, one way they control the doctors is by licenses. You know, if you step out of the box and speak the truth, they go after your medical license. So that's why doctors have to decide if they're going to, you know, sell their soul for cash or do the right thing. And unfortunately, most of them do the former. But in fact, yes, I mean, the children are supposed to get some viral illnesses. That's how their immune system learns how to work. You know, it's like flexing a muscle. If you don't flex your muscles, they will become, you know, basically non-functional. It's the same thing with the immune system. But by injecting the diseases directly into the bloodstream, you bypass the mucosal part of the immune system in the upper respiratory and GI tract, as I explained in my paper, Inoculations of True Weapons of Mass Destruction, critical for natural immunity, critical to push the virus out. Injecting the viruses causes you to be chronically infected. And this is why we have all of these diseases today.
Right, and I think that probably most of the diseases, all of the diseases are probably a result of the biowarfare of the vaccines.
Right. If I could explain, there's two aspects to this. One aspect to it is the autoimmune disease. That's a huge one. And the autoimmune disease is mostly because all the viruses have to be grown on tissue culture. So when you're getting your vaccine, you're also getting tissue culture injected into you, be it aborted fetuses, monkey kidney, whatever. Your body sees this as foreign, develops antibody against that tissue, and then those antibodies attack you. I have clients with renal failure, everything you can imagine, insulin-dependent diabetes, asthma, myasthenia gravis, Parkinson's, the list is endless. It's all from vaccines. So that's the autoimmune aspect to it. Then you also have a lot of toxins in the vaccines, such as mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum. The aluminum is what causes the allergic response, and this has been known for many, many decades. I have a book entitled Immunological Adjuvants and Vaccines, published by the Life Sciences section of NATO, and they actually talk in here about the fact that they know that the aluminum adjuvant causes the production of the antibody of allergy, which is IgE. So all these different things cause problems. But one of the most important things I want people to realize is that not only do the viruses themselves cause the disease, the outbreaks of whooping cough, for example, those children were all vaccinated. They injected them with whooping cough. They can't expel the virus naturally. It hovers in their body because of the fact that it bypassed this humoral immunity part of the immune system, the IgA, and so they're chronically infected. And so not only does it give you the disease, but in fact that the disease remains in your body. It cannot be pushed out. You become like a typhoid Mary. And this is a very important thing that people have to realize, because when enough people know this fact, they will stop vaccinating. Because, see, the bottom line is, the best way that you can be exposed to the disease is if you're exposed through your upper respiratory or GI tracts. And so this way the natural immunity is brought out. This is why they're now going to the nasal vaccines, okay? But the bottom line is, you don't need their toxic nasal vaccine. Let cousin Johnny cough or sneeze on you. We don't need the vaccines at all.
Alrighty, we do need to go to a 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Dr. Rebecca Carley. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you struggling to reclaim your health? Let me share my story quick. My nightmare of chronic fatigue, PTSD, and autoimmune issues cost me everything. A bankruptcy, loss of home, even my wife walked out on me with no hope in sight. A miracle happened after hitting my lowest point. I discovered ION and RNA drops. It literally saved my life. I want to share my story with you and offer you a trial size mini bottle of RNA drops. Visit www.rnafreemini.com. Again, that's www.rnafreemini.com. It's time to take your power back now. You can also look for our free trial offer ad at republicbroadcasting.org. RNA drops.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
DrCarly.com and ReversingVaccineInducedDiseases.com. And when you really think about it, vaccines have increased the number of doctors who are in practice. And I'm thinking particularly of doctors who specialize in allergies. And with all the children who are now presenting with allergies to everything that you can imagine, think of the practice that these doctors have, but also what about the things that they inject into these children now in addition to their original vaccines?
Well, it's truly mind-boggling. I have a new client actually from Chicago that I've started to help, and her story is she became very allergic after receiving the childhood vaccines, and her doctors injected her with allergy shots every year for 5 years. The allergy shots are also vaccines. They're actually injecting you with the very things you're allergic to. And her immune system became so disabled and distraught, she became very sick, had a cut on her hand and had it sewed up by a white coat, and got a staph infection that's not gone away for a very long time and has actually become life-threatening. So her total immune system is compromised. So, yes, it's all of these things. The allergy shots are vaccines. As a matter of fact, they create insulin-dependent diabetes with vaccines. Then they put people on, you know, insulin injections. I've had many clients who have actually become to the point where they're actually getting higher blood sugar levels when the insulin is injected. And that's how I realized that the insulin injections are acting like a vaccine, too. They're actually developing antibodies against the insulin, so they need more and more insulin. This is how they're creating lifelong customers. And one of the main problems with the medical industry is how doctors have allowed themselves to be so separated. You know, you have one doctor for your stomach, another doctor for your seizures, another doctor for your heart, whatever. Nobody knows what the other ones are doing, and they're all prescribing medications, which, of course, all cause side effects. So by the time you get done with all your prescriptions and your vaccines, you don't even remember what it was like to be healthy.
Indeed. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I just feel really sorry for all of these children. And it's amazing that when I talk with people, I talked to someone just recently about vaccines, and they said, well, I wouldn't feel like I was a good mother unless I got my children the flu shot every year. And
right.
People are just so ignorant that they won't believe their friends or family, but they will believe some doctor that is in it for the money. I mean, they make money by doing this.
Right. Well, a couple of things that I always tell people. First of all, my own family doesn't listen to me. Both of my parents have been killed by the white coats. My younger sister is now dying from chemo and radiation being given to her for breast cancer. So my own family doesn't listen to me. So what I tell people is you do the best you can, and if they won't listen, they're going to have to suffer the consequences of their refusal to investigate, because unfortunately, people will spend weeks or months setting up the baby's nursery, but they won't even go online to check out documented evidence of vaccine damage and injury. That's what blows my mind. And also I'd like to tell people, I vaccinated my son. He was neurologically damaged from vaccines. I believe the propaganda. People have to forgive themselves for being hoodwinked, because that's what happened. But there comes a point where you say, okay, I'm no longer going to allow these white coats, these medical devils, which B.J. Palmer, the founder of chiropractic, actually called MDs medical devils, and that's what I'm coming to realize that they are. You have to forgive yourself for listening to them, for not checking things off of yourself. And as Mary Toko said yesterday, know that your body has the ability to heal itself if you supply it with what it needs to survive. And stop going to the white coats to get poisoned. It's so simple. It's common sense.
Well, I think that people need to find alternatives before they get sick. Because oftentimes when you get sick, then you revert back to what you've been brought up to believe. And so I think it's important to do the study, educate yourself, and figure out what to do before these things happen to you, before you have children. Make the decision before you get pregnant about how you are going to raise that child, about what you are going to do for that child's health. And I think it would just be, instead of waiting until you get pressured in the doctor's office or at the hospital to have vaccines that child does not need.
Well, I totally agree with you. First of all, obviously, you are what you eat. So eating good organic food is critical. And, you know, they've started this propaganda now in the mainstream media. They're trying to convince people that organic food doesn't, you know, help you. It's no better than the regular. Do not believe it, okay? It's GMO, it's pesticided, it's radiated, etc. Just assume everything that's told to you on television is a lie. And turn it around 180 degrees, and you'll pretty much know what's really going on. But yes, that is critical. If you have a problem, people can, you know, get suggestions from people like me. I always have to say I don't practice medicine. I don't give medical advice because the medical mafia took away my license in 2003 due to my alleged delusion of conspiracy because of a public access TV show I did. No complaints from any of my clients ever, even when I was a surgeon. But there are people that can basically coach you and teach you what you need to know in regards to nutrition and especially what to avoid. because the traders in the District of Criminals have sold us out. They're allowing us to be exposed to pesticides, fluoride, aspartame. The list is endless. And you have to stay away from the bad things as much as you can, as well as learn how to detox the bad things. And certainly very critical what you brought up. People that are getting married, that are considering having a family, you better sit down and have this talk about vaccines. Because I get calls, at least a few every week, from parents that are now separating for whatever reason. It used to be all mothers that were calling me, but more and more now it's fathers. Because one of the parents will decide to basically go after the other parent because they don't want to vaccinate. And in child custody cases, the vaccinator always wins. And I have dealt with so many families where, you know, the mother or the father are willing to actually intentionally hurt their child with vaccines just because they want to win this power play of child custody. And that really blows my mind because, you know, in the beginning, all of these families, they had agreed not to vaccinate. But then one parent, once the divorce starts, will say, you know what, the other guy doesn't want to vaccinate, and therefore he's the bad guy.
Amazing. What exploitation.
Yes. It's evil. It's very evil. And this is the most important decision that any parent can make, in my opinion, is the aspect of not vaccinating. And one of the callers into yesterday's show brought up a very excellent point, which is something that I always tell people in my talks or shows or whatever. If somebody comes at you and says that your unvaccinated child is a danger to my vaccinated child, then of course your obvious response is, well, wait a minute, if vaccines work, how can my unvaccinated child possibly damage your vaccinated child?
Yeah, because wasn't that good?
That was perfect. I say it all the time, because if vaccines work, how can your child be at risk? Because for them to say the child's at risk, they're admitting the vaccines don't work. So you basically have them backed right into a corner. And that's a perfect way to nail them.
Right. And the other example that she used was the apple analogy. Oh, my goodness. In fact, I said that to somebody yesterday. I said, now, if I had a nice, beautiful, red, delicious apple, and I injected it with mercury and aluminum and fetal tissue and cow pus, and I named a few other things.
Yes.
Would you eat it? And he said, whoa, no.
Okay. And when I heard that, if I was, artistically endowed, which I'm not, but the first thing that came to me was to make a cartoon of that, and I would have CDC written on the hat of the witch.
Oh,
As she came to the house with the apple.
Aha. We should get somebody, one of the listeners, who is creative to do that. I'm not creative in that way.
Right. Wouldn't that be perfect, though? Because that says it all. I have cartoons on my website. One of my favorites is parents going into the office of the white coat, but the white coat is a mosquito. Because, you see, this is another thing. They're telling us how dangerous, you know, now we're having the West Nile scare. And, of course, they do have a West Nile virus vaccine, so we know what's coming. But in the meantime, they're going to spray us with pesticides. But this is another hard question I love to ask. If a mosquito is dangerous and they're going to inject me with a virus, of course, that virus won't have mercury, formaldehyde, aluminum, propylene glycol, and all the rest in it. But if the mosquito is harmful, how come you take the same viruses, you put them in a vial, you stamp vaccine on it, and presto changeo, it becomes a good thing? How does that work?
Indeed. And how many people really get West Nile virus to begin with that they have to spray the entire population of an area? They did some spraying in the Chicago area. I'm thinking, oh, it just made me sick to see them do that on television. And think of all the pets and everybody that was getting sprayed with this stuff, when maybe two or three people would get the disease and would recover from it.
Okay, let's go one step above that. How do we know they're telling us the truth about how many people got the disease? They've admitted it. Yeah, they're making it up, okay? They've admitted in the mainstream media. Well, first of all, this is one of those emerging viruses. It emerged in 1999. Where did it emerge from? We don't know which one of the 1,300 bioweapons facilities in the United States it emerged from, but obviously it came out of some lab. Because these things don't just emerge in nature. Second of all, do we believe that doctors, the brain-dead doctors working in hospitals, they get somebody coming in that's got nausea, headache, vomiting, whatever, and what makes them say, West Nile virus? You know, haven't seen cases for years. What about bird flu? What about swine flu? I mean, the whole thing's a scam. They decided they wanted to spray people like rodents, so they invented this West Nile outbreak so they could do so. That, in my opinion, is what's going on.
Oh, I agree. Absolutely. Certainly when you see all of these emerging viruses and maladies, you have to realize if you're thinking about it that these didn't exist 50 years ago. They didn't exist 100 years ago. So how did they come about, and why is it that the health industry is basically the biggest industry on the planet, and the pharmaceutical companies and the AMA and for instance, the American Cancer Association, all these people are benefiting. And, you know, when I see these pink ribbon drives and all these people out there walking and for a cure for cancer, it just makes me sick. It really does. Because all that money goes right into the pockets of the people at the top. There are numerous cures for cancer. And it is heartbreaking when I hear people that have cancer say, "Someday I hope they find a cure for cancer," because there are cures.
Well, you're not allowed to call them cures. As a matter of fact, somebody sent me a YouTube video of a young man. I forget his name. He had a huge tumor. He found out about vitamin B17, Laetril. He got rid of his tumor. He started actually promoting it and selling it. He's now in federal prison for 20 years. Because he didn't detox the cause of his cancer, the tumor started to grow back, and they're treating him with chemo and radiation. So he is going to get a death sentence because he made the mistake of using the cure word. This is how serious it is. If somebody calls me up and asks me if I can cure anything, but especially cancer, immediately I know it's a mole. And my answer is, no, I can't cure anything, but I can teach you how to reverse it. Because this is what people have to realize. It's well known, the causes of cancer. Check and see if any vaccine has ever been tested to see if it causes cancer, including the HPV vaccine. The answer is no, because they know they cause cancer. Things like pesticides, radiation. I mean, now that we have the Fukushima disaster, which amazingly we're not hearing anything else about, although we know we're continuing to be radiated from this obvious big problem, proving we should not have nuclear reactors at all. But when I talk to people, you know, that start to question me about radiation for cancer, I say, well, you don't need to go to a radiation, part of a hospital anymore. You can just buy a ticket to Japan, go and live near Fukushima for a couple weeks, and if radiation gets rid of cancer, you know, you should be just fine. Sometimes bringing things to the ridiculous level wakes them up. But in fact, Patricia Jordan had mentioned on your show the Special Virus Cancer Program, which actually I provided her with documents of the Special Virus Cancer Program. I have thousands of pages of documents of this program, which I was provided some years ago by somebody who had connections, shall we say. This was started back in the time of Nixon. And in fact, in the August 72 Progress Report number 9, they actually talk on page 177 of a study being done at New York Medical College, NIH 72-3289, basically to find the virus that causes breast cancer. And this is what they say. epidemiological, virological, and animal studies indicate that breast cancer is one of the most likely forms of human cancer to be caused by virus. And I have an article from CharlotteObserver.com from June 8th of 2010 on page 10 where they talk about a clinic in Cleveland developing a vaccine for breast cancer. So they obviously made the virus to cause breast cancer at New York Medical College in 1972, and now they're going to make a vaccine just like they're doing with HPV.
Amazing. Alrighty, we do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We will be right back with our guest today, Dr. Rebecca Carley.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in 7 different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Websites are drcarley.com, and that is spelled C-A-R-L-E-Y, and reversingvaccineinducediseases.com. And do be sure to visit the chat room. Just click on the button at my website, spingola.com. There's a button at the top of the page that says chat room. Alrighty. We were talking about, you've mentioned several books, and do you have a list of those books on your website?
No, I don't. I have probably at least 50 books in my vaccine library. The books by Neil Z. Miller are excellent because they're very short, sweet, and to the point. That's a good start for people that are just trying to wake up. One of his best books, in my opinion, is Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? I mentioned Barry Scheibner's book. Two other very important books, Vaccination, Social Violence, and Criminality by Harris L. Coulter, with unbelievable documentation. He shows that not just autism, but criminal behavior and violent behavior is also due to vaccines, because the only thing that determines what, you know, what manifests itself in an individual is the part of the brain that is damaged. And I suggest everyone get that book. If you wonder why we have so many school bullies, read this book and you will find out. Another extremely important book is Vaccination, the Silent Killer, A Clear and Present Danger by Ida Onaroff and Eleanor McBean. And in this book, Ida Onaroff actually talks about how she and another individual back in the 1970s, when they were trying to, you know, force people to get this swine flu vaccine, and so many people were getting Guillain-Barré and such, they went to federal court and tried to bring a suit to stop the vaccination program. The judge dismissed the case and said they did not have standing. When asked how they could get standing, his answer was, if you get the vaccine and it kills you. You can't make this stuff up, okay? So there's so many good ones. Murder by Injection by Eustace Mullins is another good one. Vaccine Condemned by Eleanor McBean. She uses a another name, Albin, for this book. I mean, there's so many good ones. But just start with the documents on my website, drcarly.com. I've had a $10,000 reward for over 6 years for anyone to come on my show and refute any of my information. Of course, I've had no takers. But if I could, just two other quick things I wanted to mention, because I know we'll be taking callers soon, and I love to talk to the callers. Mary Tocco was talking about this physician's warranty of vaccine safety. If you go to reversingvaccineinducediseases.com, click on the VID, vaccine-induced disease tab, you will find that form, physician's warranty of vaccine safety. I don't know who wrote this, but it is fantastic. This is the form where you're basically presenting to your white coat, you know, a form that says, I, physician's name, blah, blah, blah. I'm aware that vaccines contain all this crap. And I'm guaranteeing you that this crap cannot hurt my child. And I have got so many funny stories where the pediatrician runs to the bathroom or whatever. It's really
okay. We do have to take a real quick 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We'll be right back after our station ID.